You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You are actually here for a very special announcement that you put on social media yesterday.
Yeah, I'm engaged. I mean, truly a day that I thought would never come. I never thought I would get married ever.
Yeah, when we first met and we'd have discussions, I'm surprised as well.
Never. Like, I didn't even have interest in it. I didn't even want to get married. But man, when you find the right person.
Yeah.
Okay, so lots of questions.
Okay, let's go.
Let me just set this up real quick. For those of you who are new to the show, to Foch and Friends, you met your now fiance on this show.
Yes.
So
we were, all right, here's how it went down. We were in here, and between a break, I was just telling them, like, my Tinder profile is so lame. Like, it's so lame. And you and Lindsay were like, I read it. You and were like, let's go on air with that.
Yeah.
So I did, and just reading it, it hurt so bad. It was so stupid. Ironically, that is when she added me. She loved the first one. She thought I was really sweet. But then after that, Lindsay, you know, changed my Tinder profile all the time. But it's just crazy that the original profile is what got her.
Okay, so when we were doing Date Ginge, this is now where we're at.
And like, let me give you an example of one of the sentences that was in my Tinder bio. I love to laugh. Like, I mean, I go places, I love to drive my car.
Some people don't.
Sarah said, well, I love to laugh, so I thought, that's cool. So that's how I met her, and then I guess it's when it's the right person, you know. I've been waiting for the ring, and it finally got here. I got the diamond from India.
And you guys, it's so cute. You put so much thought
and
time into this ring. Like, it's so sweet that you did that.
I think. Like, at least 3 weeks of scouring for the perfect diamond, and I think I found it. And then yesterday, okay, so I got engaged on a hike. It was absolutely amazing.
How long have you guys been together?
2 years, nearly. In fact, our anniversary is, it's actually our anniversary today.
Oh, wow.
2 years today.
Wow.
Think how insane that is.
Okay, so, how did you do it? How did you propose?
Yes.
All right, so we get up to the top of this hike. I mean, it was really hard on the way up. So we get there to the crest, and we're just kind of hanging out. Then she says, man, my hands are getting swollen. So my biggest fear was that her hands would swell and I wouldn't be able to fit on the ring. Because that's something she said in the past. Like, oh, my hands
were
swollen.
Was she expecting it?
No, not at all.
Because hear somebody say that and you're thinking to yourself, I'm getting ready to propose to this girl. Maybe she knows something's up if she's talking about her hands.
I've been on hikes and I look at my hands and I'm like, ugh, they're huge.
It's something she had said a bunch of times. Not a bunch, but on hikes specifically.
Were you nervous while you were hiking?
Weirdly, no. I just felt like this may sound crazy, but I had just prayed about it. And I just felt so calm that when I knew, I would just know. Ooh. So we get up to the top of this and she points out, she's like, wow, it is dead silent. Nobody is hiking around us. Then she made the comment about her hands. Then she was like, hey, let me take some pictures of you over there. So in my mind, I'm thinking, she thinks this pretty enough to want to take pictures of me. This might be a good spot. Threw my water bottle down on the ground, went like, clink, 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 clink. And then I was just like, I had practiced getting on my knee probably 100 times. And I felt, I practiced in front of Chelsea. I figured out if my left knee was better, my right knee was better. I was like, which finger I'm going to hold the ring up with? I couldn't take the box.
How were you holding the ring? Were you nervous that you were going to drop the ring while you guys were hiking?
So this is 100% true. Yes, I had it. Lululemon shorts have this little hidden pocket, and I put it in there. It really, okay. So I was not nervous at all proposing, but once she said yes and came down and kind of hugged me, my hands were shaking so bad, I couldn't even get the ring on her finger. And she was scared that I was going to drop it. That was like my version of like crying really hard. I mean, they were shaking hard. So it was.
You were nervous after you said it.
Yes.
Not leading up to
it.
It's
weird.
You were actually like, when she said yes,
yep.
Were you nervous she was going to say no?
No, not at all. Okay. It was just an adrenaline rush to just see her reaction. It was just so.
So she said yes.
She did. She did say yes. She did say yes. And I had just about everyone in on the plan. Like, I had backups to my backups. I've been lying to her for weeks. I've been.
Oh, that's so romantic.
is, because I've put so long into throwing her off the scent, you know.
Well, congratulations. Ginge and Tater Tot officially engaged.
Thank you.
And I love you guys.
Thanks to you, Foch, you were part of it. So it's rare that I'm thanking you.
Yeah.
But I mean, God bless you, man.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.